This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. If you happen to be on the lookout for inflation in this economy, as many are, a place you might look is used car lots. According to the most recent Consumer Price Index, the average price of used cars and trucks was up 10% March to April, up 21% over a year ago. No, a year ago was definitely not normal, but even allowing for that, used car prices are going up and going up quick. Mark Kugman runs Kugman Motors there in St. Louis, Missouri. Welcome to the program, sir.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on.
I'm going to cut right to the chase here, Mr. Kugman. What is going on with used cars in this economy?
Well, it's a simple answer. I have two answers. One is simple, one is a little more complicated. Cars are scarce, so prices are up.
Okay, I'll go with that. Supply-demand works. That's good. What's the longer version?
Well, the longer version is that production is slashed on new cars. We used car dealers rely on the new car market to drive our sales. We need the inventory. I can't call a factory and ask them to send me additional used cars. We have to buy them at auction or trade-ins. Yeah. And right now, there's very little inventory in the new car market.
So how are you sourcing your inventory? What are you doing?
Well, we are looking out of the box, so to speak. We virtual auctions. I'm going a little bit outside of my comfort zone, having to look them over virtually, and we are paying higher prices. And in addition to that, we're paying for shipping, for logistics that we never had to. So that's cutting into our
cuts into the profits. Squeezed. I imagine. But look, you have to be passing these costs on to your customers. It's not like I can walk onto the Kugman Motors lot and get a deal right now, right? You're having to pass it on.
Well, we're trying to do as little of that as possible because we do want to be competitive. Because the market, the way it is now, is anybody can go online and see what these vehicles should be selling for. Yeah. The problem is there's a lag between what's really going on in the marketplace and what Kelley Blue Book or Black Book might think the car should sell for.
Right. So, you know, this is all rooted in semiconductors and all of those supply chain stories that we've been hearing. And all indications are that those problems are not going to be fixed, say, tomorrow. So the question is, how much longer can these prices keep going before something stops working?
Well, it's going to impact sales if it hasn't already. Actually, our sales, interesting, are up. It's been an unusual period of high demand, and if they need a car, you need a car. It's St. Louis is a fantastic city, but our mass transit isn't all that hot, particularly if you're a shift worker getting off a job at a hospital or something at 2 in the morning. You don't want to be catching a bus.
Yeah,
and the demand is really high, I think, due to the stimulus.
Say more about that stimulus. People have money in their pockets and they're buying cars with it, and at least in part.
Yeah, if somebody who needs a car and all of a sudden you have $5,000 and you've been putting it off, this is the time to look at cars. I've heard some of my competitors say, I'm not going to buy anything until the prices come down, and that's nonsense. We want to be there for our customers. Instead of raising prices, we're trying to sell more aftermarket, possibly extended warranties, gap insurance to try and make up some of that.
Right.
But this too shall end. I've been through a lot of these things. I've been doing it 48 years.
Well, I was just going to say, you've been around this business for a while. Have you ever seen anything like this?
I've seen much worse.
Really?
When interest rates were at 21% and nobody was buying anything, so at least we have demand. It seems like the economy is fairly strong. It's changed. It's not the economy that it was 20 years ago, where people worked in factories, but people do have jobs and they still have needs.
Fair enough. Mark Kugman, it's a family firm in St. Louis, Missouri called Kugman Motors. Sir, thanks for your time. I do appreciate it. Best of luck to you.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me on.
You bet.